Scarlatt spent his winter among friends. Snug in the warmth and good cheer of the Lingle Dubbo cave, the Kestrel enjoyed himself hugely, knowing Sunflash was safe inside the mountain of his heart's desire, and that no horde could march in such a terrible season. The faithful bird had no worries. His time was spent making cheese with the help of the mole wife Lully, playing with the young ones, brewing ale with Uncle Blun, helping Tiddy and his wife Deary cook wonderful meals with the food they had stored in their supply chamber, and eating, always eating. The fierce bird even learned to sing a few songs and dance to the girdle stick, though as one of the little mole maids remarked,
"You ma getting so girtly fattened, 'twill be a wonder if he be able to fly comesy springtime."
Scarlet chased her twice round the cave.
"Impudent little rip. If I'm too fat to fly, then I'll fall right out of the sky on top of you."
The old squiddle Elmjack bustled in, carrying two pails of snow to be melted down on the fire. He stamped his paws as Aunt Umma unwound a long, heavy scarf from his neck.
"Yes, Elmjacky, how might be out there today?"
she inquired. Elmjack seated himself by the fire, allowing the mole maids, Nilly and Pod, to towel the snow damp from his bush and back.
"Well, let me tell thee, good friends, I think winter has now done its worst, and spring will soon be here."
Tiddy Lingle looked up from a bowl of barley broth.
"What makes you say that? Have you seen a sign, Elmjack?"
Opening his paw, the squiddle presented two tiny flowers to the delighted mole maids.
"See, little missies, the best sign of all, two new snowdrops. I found them right outside the cave in a bur patch sheltered by the rock. Mayhap the cave's warmth must have helped them a bit, but there they are, two shiny beauties, just like you pair."
Deary Lingle poured water into a small jug.
"They're just about the prettiest, most welcome sight after a long winter. Snowdrops. Put them in the jug here. It'll please our eyes to watch them open. Come on, Auntie Umma, out with your girdle stick and sing of spring to the little flowers."
Scarlet preened his wing feathers a bit self-consciously.
Here, I've thought up a spring song. If I sing it, could you manage to pick up the tune, Auntie Umma?"
The fat old mole winked as she twanged her girdle stick string.
"You must sing it, Sir Hogbird, or he'll catch you up."
The Kestrel had often joined in choruses, but this was his first solo attempt, and he clacked his curved beak nervously.
"I went off to my bed on one dark winter's night, when the ground was all snowy and covered up white. And snug in my blanket, I started to dream that the ice had all melted away from the stream. Ooh, plip, plop, hear the water drop, and the larks take wing as the buds go pop, and the sun do shine as the birds do sing. Throw open wide the gates of spring. Then I dreamt that I felt all the earth come awake, and the sky was as blue as a clear mountain lake. And through that old dream a good sound ringing true, 'twas a heralding song of a happy cuckoo. Ooh, plip, plop, hear the water drop, and the larks take wing as the buds go pop, and the sun do shine as the birds do sing. Throw open wide the gates of spring. Falderalderlero, lero, hail the newborn day. Spring has made the weather fairer, winter's gone away.